today is International Plumbers Day. And I reckon the plumbers need our thanks. They need a shout out. They need some praise and a pat on the back. If you're a plumber heading out to a job this morning and you're in your car, I'd love to hear from you. 922-11882. What's the best thing about being a plumber? But also I want to open the lines on this question. When has a plumber saved the day for you? There have been some absolute plumbing disaster stories over the years. And I'd like to hear yours, 922-11882. I reckon that just quietly, the invention of indoor plumbing is one of humanity's greatest achievements, and we would be absolutely stuffed without it. On the line, the CEO of Master Plumbers in WA, Murray Thomas, good morning.
Morning, Gareth, and a happy World Plumbing Day to you.
Mate, it's overdue, thanks. I think this is there's international days for everything, and I think that few more deserving than plumbers.
Yeah, exactly. This celebrates the fact that we can wake up and have good, clean running water and clean sanitation, and other places around the world don't have that luxury. So we're really lucky here in Australia, in the Western world. So today celebrates that, and hopefully we can help the rest of the world to get to the same level.
Quite right. Why is it such a good industry?
Oh, it's a fantastic industry. I've been in it for nearly 50 years, and I started as a plumbing apprentice when I was 15. And I had a pathway. I did my apprenticeship, then went back to teachers' college. Then I came back and went back to plumbing because I love it, and I've been ever since.
It can be a pretty grubby job. Not everyone wants to do it. How do you deal with the less savoury aspects of it?
Well, you know, I suppose it might be crap to you, but it's bread and butter to us. So. you know, we have some. You know, every day we face up, and through the COVID period, you know, we've had some really, some bad cases where we've got to put all the safety gear on every day. We've got to be at the front line.
Yeah.
We're in front of infection. These plumbers are doing maintenance especially on drains. So, it's such a rewarding job. It's so vast. You can be in housing, you can be in commercial, you can be in maintenance. It's such a good career option that the world is your oyster when you're in plumbing. You can travel around the world, you can do, well, you could, but there's so much you can do. It's such a rewarding job. And I would say every plumber in West Australia has the same feeling.
When has a plumber got you out of the you-know-what? 922-11882. Just hang on, Murray. Callum, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. November 2019, me and my partner bought our first home. And for a housewarming, we decided to have New Year's Eve. And the morning of New Year's Eve, my partner ran out of the toilet screaming, and we had a major sewage block.
Oh.
And luckily, an apprentice plumber came out that morning and fixed it up before we had 50 people over.
Oh, see, that's exactly... Where would we be without him, Callum?
Exactly. I was panicking because I was a first homeowner, so I had no idea what was going on.
I'm hearing you, mate. Good luck. Thank you very much, Murray. Well done to your guys and girls. More girls getting into plumbing?
Yeah, a lot more. We've tried to encourage a lot more women in construction. It's one of our major priorities for this year, is to try and encourage a lot more women in plumbing. But I can just tell you one quick one, Gareth, in relation to jewellery. There's been a lot of calls with jewellery going down the drain, with rings and bracelets, and some famous people have lost lots of jewellery that we have recovered for them. So I'm sure some plumbers will ring up with some other stories, but there's a lot around jewellery.
Righto. Thank you, Murray. Love to hear from you. 922-11882. When has a plumber got you out of the you-know-what at 7:45 on 6PR Breakfast?